Accession number 32712, Reel 2.
June 18, we hit Hamburg, Germany. Target was an oil refinery. Flew in home James. It took us 8 hours. Bombed through a 5/10 cloud. The target was an oil refinery. They threw up a very heavy concentration of black and white flak over the target. Also a number of ground rockets, several swarms of bees. Saw several B-24s go down. Flak was the barrage type. On June 19th, we went to Bordeaux, France. It took us 7 hours 45 minutes. Flew in home James. The weather was clear, the target and airfield. Nasty flak, worst yet. Thought we'd had it. Heard about 10 in a row right under us. Really bounced us around. 7 flak holes. 3 planes went down from our group. Saw about 500 ships at Portsmouth, England on the way back. Clouds were to 30,000 feet. We flew at 31,000 for several hours. Our ship and our one ship in our group went into a spin and the wings came off. June 20th, went to Hamburg in home James. Took us 8 hours. Target was an oil refinery. Saw the bombs hit and the oil tanks start to burn. Quite a sight. We encountered a heavy barrage-type flak over the target and got 2 flak holes in the nose. Saw 2 forts go down. June 21st, we again hit Berlin. Took 10 hours. Flew in home James. This time we just hit the center of a city. 1,400 bombers hit Berlin. It was in retaliation for the German buzz bombs attacks on London. Saw the center of the city looked pretty bad. Heavy flak, 1 hole. Saw 6 forts go down. Smoke screen over Kiel, Hamburg, still burning. On June 24th, we hit buzz bomb launching sites at Bachemont, France. Took 4 hours and 45 minutes. We flew in home James. Target was called Nobel. Heavy flak over target really bounced us around. Not much imagination in there. June 25th, we went to Mont-Bonnier, France. Flew in home James. Took 10 hours, 15 minutes. Saw a huge number of ships unloading at beachhead. Saw 3 villages on fire and under smoke screen, flashes of gunfire from ground. Flak hit us a ton. It really bounced us around, 3 flak holes. Target was 85 miles from the border of Spain. Flew over foothills of Pyrenees. Saw snow-capped mountains clearly. We got lost from our formation on the way back and came back flying 50 feet above the Bay of Biscay. On the 4th of July, we went to Sumner, France, to bomb a railway bridge, slow up the Panzer Division. It was moving up from Bordeaux. Took 7 hours, 30 minutes, flew in home James. Saw a little flak. We carried 2,000 pounders at the target. Was hidden by clouds and we brought them back. July 6th, we went to Rilly, France. It was a buzz bomb launching ramp, Nobel target, in the Pas de Calais area. We flew in home James, encountered a little flak. Took us 4 hours, 40 minutes. July 7th, Leipzig, Germany. Ship part 17, time 9 hours, target aero engine works hit jet fighters. Bags of flak over the target, saw 1 fort go down. 1 guy got out. An ammunition dump blew up in England on the way over. Before we started home, James number 2, engine caught fire and part of the wing blew out. help put it out. Actually, I was up in the nose with our bombardier putting the navigator's guns in, and the ground crew chief was working on number two engine, had the cowling off. We heard this explosion and red glow coming through the hatch, and we jumped out and started to run. And I looked over my shoulder, I saw what it was. The fumes inside the wing that exploded the wing, and the trailing edge of the wing was just kind of messy. So I went to a plane next to it and got a fire extinguisher and tried to put out the engine, but it didn't even it was shooting up in the air about 10 feet and didn't even flicker, so I put out the fire on an aileron. There was a Tokyo tank, so I was worried about that. And the ground crew chief came up with a big extinguisher on wheels and put the fire out. After I went back to the States a couple months later, I heard a couple fellas talking about a ammunition dump or a train that had blown up in England. And I said, was it on such and such a date? And I said, yeah. I said, it's because, as I recall, explosions were up and down this line. So I saw what had happened. Anyway, we got another plane, and we flew, and it was Nobel target in the Pas de Calais. It took us 5 hours, saw a little flak. One fort exploded when hitting a sandbar in the channel. Flak must have got it. July 11th, Munich, Germany, flew in Hart 17. Took us 9 hours 30 minutes, quite a bit of flak over target, sparse along the way. Bombed through clouds, passed over Holland, Belgium, Luxembourg, France, and Germany. One thing was interesting, had so many of these red ceramic roofs. That's about all I remember of Holland and Belgium. Some of these other countries. July 16th, Munich, Germany, flew in Shoot the Works. Made the flak over target. Also, back bad contrails. We were on oxygen 7 hours. Bombed through clouds. Two men, navigator and bombardier in the 612, died of anoxia. One ship straggled, and fighters killed the tail gunner. He had put in a number of missions in the Pacific. His brother, a sailor, had come to see him the next day. Hadn't seen him for years. I've got a picture of him looking at the tail. July 18th, Peenemünde, Germany, flew in Hart 17, took us 9 hours. Peenemünde is where the Germans experiment with their rocket weapons. There was bags of flak over the target, and our ship led the group. It was Brown's first time as lead bombardier, and he was pretty excited. It was a clear day, and he did a good job. Came in over the Baltic Sea. July 19th, Augsburg, Germany. Took us 9 hours, quite a bit of flak over target on the way back. Mobile battery of 105s hit us. First volley right up there, one shell burst right in my face. 6 flak holes. Clear day, and the target was an ME aircraft plane. Near St. Lo in Betty's Regen, yesterday, plane flew our position. They were down, brought down by flak along with two others in the group. At St. Lowell, the invasion troops were bogged down in the hedgerows. And the German 7th Army was on the other side. And General Bradley had this idea we were going to carpet bomb the 7th Army to try to, and then try a breakthrough. These carpet bombs were about, weighed about 100 pounds apiece. They wouldn't make a big hole in the ground. They just caused damage above ground. So we were told that P-47s were going to knock out any mobile flak batteries and before we went in. And the artillery was supposed to fire a line of flares, then we dropped on the other side. Actually, the first bomb we dropped caused a cloud of smoke and dust to cover up the artillery's. We went over at 1,600 feet, which was lower than we usually did. A mobile battery hit us at the target and got 30 flak holes. We feathered number 3 after landing, found out hydraulic brakes shot out, just enough fluid and system to stop, left ship on the runway. Whole group shot up, lost one ship. Well, the next day, we were supposed to go back there on the 25th, and this time we were going to go at 1,300 or 13,000 feet. Well, our tail gunner, Jim Baker, came along and he had an armload of these flak jackets. Each one weighed about 20 pounds. And each plane is supposed to have one for each member of the crew. But there was another plane that wasn't flying that day, and so he took all the flak jackets out of it, and he was going to make a little nest for himself in the tail. I said, Jim, you can't do that. We won't be able to take off. We can't get the tail up. And so I didn't let him do it. Then about 40 years later, I attended a reunion, and I was talking to a pilot, and he said, you remember Rosie's sweat box? He said that crashed on takeoff right in front of me. Mm-hmm. He said the tail gunner was sitting next to the wreckage, and he died later, but the whole crew was killed, of course. But they found the tail position just loaded with flak suits, the nest. So, August 4th was Anklam on Baltic Coast, 15,000 feet. Visual 9 hours. Light flak going and coming. Saw several dozen ground rockets. 145. Cover Girl was the name of the plane. Kiel bomb, Rostock bomb. Saw 30 planes on ground at Anklam Airfield. Aircraft repair depot. Several days ago, 2 6/15 ships collided. 30th raid. Misbehaving was the name of the plane. Quite a bit of mobile flak, road junction, rear battle area west of Seine, past near Dieppe. 5.5 hours, 117 blew up front of us and saw one go down in flames. Clouds of smoke hovering over about 50 different tactical targets in the rear of and in the battle area. Two or three smoke markers over each target, quite a shot sight. 31st grade, on oxygen 6 hours, 8.5 hours, third day, Merseburg Airfield, saw three targets hit, one plane go down. Flak hit us at Leipzig and Merseburg, bags of it, 10 holes. Saw guns firing on ground, 150 guns fired at us, in flak 25 minutes. Saw ME-163 jet-propelled fighters over Leipzig, 14 sub-depot jobs, quite a bit of battle damage in group, 15 Purple Hearts. This was quite interesting, a book called The Rocket Fighter, and I was looking at it, and it mentioned that the second time it was used in combat was on the 16th of August. The picture illustrating the article is a plane that I flew in. I see the serial numbers very clearly on the tail. And says on the 16th of August, P-51 Mustangs of the 359th Fighter Group, same unit that recorded the first AAF encounter with the Comet nearly 3 weeks earlier, were engaged in escorting a B-17 fortress wing in the vicinity of Leipzig, so on and so forth. But the fighter pilot recounted that just the way I remembered it. I saw it coming up from the ground like that, and then it cut off, and then I saw it cut in again horizontally, and a column of smoke, and it made an attack on a straggler, and the P-51's a couple miles away, I could see them. They couldn't get there, and the darn thing came up from the ground and made an attack before they could get there. Anyway, this is the last one. August 24th, Weimar in Leipzig area. Saw a lot of flak over Leipzig, southwest of Hamburg. 24 ME-109s came up at 6 o'clock, attacked en masse. Well, according to our 614th history, there were between 40 and 50, so I don't know. I didn't count them. Lobox slaughtered them all. I got one. Lost 117, rocket factory near concentration camp. Well, it was the Buchenwald concentration camp, and this underground factory was right next to it. And Ted Costin gave me a National Geographic, a few years old, 10 years old, 15 years, but described the same incident. It was quite interesting. I remember seeing the map, or seeing the strike photos, and there was a big circular building right in the middle, and I saw the bombs hitting there. That was the administration building of the camp. So it was a V-2 plant. They made 40 per day there, with a former tank factory. We were flying in three boxes, 12 planes each, low box leading high. We flew in the low box. Four aircraft in our box had turned back due to mechanical trouble. So at the moment the fighters hit us, only had eight planes in our box. One of them was straggling. It knocked him down right away. Two of the other ships were pretty badly shot up. Four men wounded one, and the radio operator killed the other. We found out that three of the ships that turned back were shot down by fighters. Our score was 11 confirmed kills, 6 probable, and the rest damaged. But the lead in high box saw the whole thing, and they shot me down the whole caboodle. So that's the that's about it, I guess. Well, somebody told a local reporter that I had a diary, and this was had took place with Dale Spencer, taken place on the 29th of May, so it was Memorial Day. So I wrote this article in a paper.
That someone can survive so many runs with all that flak going on and everything around. You and Doc really have a history behind you.
Lucky.
Yeah.
What model B-17s were you flying?
Huh?
What model B-17?
G.
The G. He had some formation sticks that were trying out, but they didn't work very good, so he took them out.
When you were not able to drop the bombs, did you go and land with them, or did you have to drop in the channel?
Yeah, we did.
Well, actually, we did bring them back, but on one of these carpet bombing missions, we had these bombs in crates, and one of armor people dropped one, and it killed the 7 and wounded 11.
After you landed, or?
Well, not our particular load, but some other plane, when they were, I don't know whether they were taking them out or putting them in, but dropped one. So after that, we dropped in the channel.
We had time bombs once, B-1000, 2000 powders. They were set and you couldn't stop them, so we had to drop them up. Aboard the mission, went up to the North Sea and dropped them in the North Sea. Well, I know they're still sitting there. They don't go that way now.
I didn't say much about these ME-410, but they each contained 12 210 centimeter air-to-air rockets, and they were all timed to explode at the same time from preset distance. They also had a 50 millimeter cannon, and I saw it at the Air Force Museum Sunday at the a real monster, huh? And somebody said that Goring said that Hitler didn't know anything about aviation. He insisted they put this on there. It was one of his ideas.
Hitler, yeah.
Was that a single engine?
No, it was twin engine.
It was a twin engine.
Fighter bomber. It was usually used as a night fighter, but they were getting a little desperate, I guess, and they tried it out here. And they had two 20-millimeter cannons and two 30-millimeter cannons on it, in addition to all that. And I think the reason Dale was able to shoot them down was because they were trying to do a precision job, you know, and line up and then all turn in at the same time. And So,
he caught them unawares, didn't he?
Yeah. It was just a matter of seconds, not minutes.
10 seconds.
He mentioned the Tokyo tanks. On our long missions, before he went out to the ship, we said the Tokyo tanks. Yeah, that meant a long mission. They did line the tips of the wings with rubber, and they filled that up with gasoline. So when you took off, the airplane was really unstable as hell. So we tried to get rid of that stuff right away. But that's mentioned, you know, you want to have the airplane blow up there, that's for sure.
Okay, getting on with a little bit, I saw a thing on public television recently about a guy who wanted to prove why the Hindenburg Zeppelin actually started on fire. It
was a member of our squadron that plane when I had flown it. I don't know what it was.
Was that a black hole?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. And this is what you were...
Excuse me, there's the one that's behind here.
Yeah, it's a hole down here. Hello?
They scooped those off for...
You want someone to open it and keep putting...
Well, I have about 30 seconds of it already, so I think this is...
Yep.
Okay, we are recording now.
I didn't know this was off of a V-1.
It was off of a V-1, yeah. And that is just...
That's a flak hole. These are off my last mission. I just scooped them off the floor.
The only thing I can remember out of EA magazine.
They say you should leave it for 10 seconds.
It's good. Get on to the end of that one.
Airplane. I can't. Slow. 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 Sl